habitación.
OG, I'm handling traffic right now for KO4NUE. Where are you at, Tom?
We just crossed Highway 25 on 11. Chris, I guess we're still on the right trail here.
You're still on the right trail. Just keep following that Highway 11. It'll join up with Highway 8. And that first place where it joins up at, you want to stay on Highway 11, and just shortly after it joins up with Highway 8, Highway 8 will split off of it again, and it'll be going to the left. So first Highway 8 is to the right. You want to skip that. The second Highway 8 is to the left. That's the one you want to take.
Thank you, Chris. This GPS is trying to turn us on Deer Highway in 3.4 miles. Golf Echo Romeo, but we're not going to do that. We're going to follow your directions.
Yeah, and just stay on Highway 11 till Highway 8 bears off to the left. It's pretty well signed up. You shouldn't miss it.
Because I have no idea what I'm doing up here, but I'm sure enjoying the ride. We went up 14, we should have just went up 101, but you know what, I don't regret it, because there were some beautiful views of the mountains off to the right.
I noticed coming back from Seneca this morning that foliage is pretty bright, too.
We're very blessed down here, I'll tell you. We went up to Cherokee, North Carolina, a few days ago. And you know, when you really got up north of Asheville, the leaves were already, a lot of them were gone already. But we still got quite a few down here.
It seemed like the temperatures, when the heat cuts off and it turns cold, when you have that definite change, it seemed like that those leaves just get as bright as they can get. That's the way it's been for us this year, anyway. When it kind of fades out heat and into the cold, that's when you get that mixed and matched spots.
Star Mobile, roger that. It's a real pain in the rear for us because we live kind of out in the country a little bit. And I'm telling you, those oak trees and that, it's just been raining leaves, and I like to keep a path going down to the back of the property there. We don't own a whole lot, but we got a huge backyard, and I got a little place down there. I got a target range, and I always keep that cleared off where I can walk down there, and man, it's a chore when you get to be 73 years old.
4QLG. Yes, sir. Even if you had a lawnmower that would vacuum them leaves up, you'd just about spend more of your energy emptying them things than you would if you just raked them up.
Yeah, and those things are expensive, those add-ons. We got a little John Deere riding tractor, and the neighbor's got one of those, but I'm just not going to do it. Okay, it says Junction 276, and it's a T. Where's it at? So, do I turn which way? Which way do I turn here at 276? Turn right?
No, you'll stay on Highway 11. Just do not turn at 276.
South 11 or West 276. We had to turn, Chris, to the right because it teed right there.
Yeah, you should be correct. That's, I forget the name of it. That's Cleveland. So you're getting closer. You're still going right, though.
Post office and a big Sunoco station and a bunch of flags here.
KJ4YQK. Bubba.
I don't know where I'm at, but I got a rough idea. Chris is on here with us. And, Chris, I'll still run into that Highway 8 coming up this way, right?
Yes, sir. You sure will. Here in about another 15 miles.
The boss in the background. Good morning, Dave. And how are you doing? This is Gerald T.R.
Pretty good. You're up in my neck of the road. You're just right up the road from me. I'm headed down towards the mall. I'll pick up fare and new eyeballs there that just came in. So, been doing good on that landscaping.
You get some new glasses?
For the end of the year. I get one pair of glasses a year.
On to Clemson Eye and get your eyes fixed like I did. And you don't have to mess with the dang things anymore.
Slow time at work before I do that because I need my eyes to program. And I understand there's a little bit of recovery time on that. I can't strain my eyes for so long.
Oh, yeah. The recovery is probably 15, 20 minutes anyways. There's no recovery time. I don't know who told you that. Clemson Eye went in there, and when I come out, after about 5 minutes of surgery, I had 20/20, Dave.
Bifocals, I have bifocals.
Absolutely. I had 2400 vision and bifocals and the whole nine yards. And I went, took my DMV test there about a year later and passed it. It's painless, totally painless, and it's pretty much instantaneous, Dave. DJW is thinking about it, but he hadn't done it.
Listen, I'm pretty ugly right now.
Doesn't matter. Look at me. I avoid the mirrors. No, it'll free you up in life. I'm telling you, I never enjoyed so much in my life. Now, I wear sunglasses. Then I got over at Costco's, but I like the brown shade. Some people do, some people don't, but I can wear them in cloudiness or rainy or in the daylight or even inside. So I like the ones Costco offers. They're hydrate sunglass, and they're not terribly expensive. But I highly recommend Clemson Eye, and It's first class. That's all I can tell you. Bruce had it done, too. And you're pretty happy with it, aren't you, Mom?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because I'm running the problem of finding frames that will take my lens because I got pretty bad eyesight. You know, I got 7.1, you know, I got plus 7.1 and a plus 6.5 in the other eye. My eyesight is pretty bad.
I'm terribly myopic and nearsighted, and I think mine were up in that area, but not quite that high. I think 5.5 or something like that. I don't really remember now in diopters. But, Dave, you'll thank me the rest of your life. Walt, he had his done here a while back, and he'd waited for years, and I convinced him to go get his, the other ham operator on here, and he just tickled to death. He's kind of scared of it. I promise you, it's absolutely painless. And once you go down to the surgery center, they don't do it right there at Clemson Eye. The doctors go to this surgery center, of course. You'll spend more time on the gurney getting eye drops in your eye than you will in getting the surgery. I mean, like 5 minutes, I'd say, the surgery takes. And it's done with a femto laser, which would be, I think that's 10 to the minus 12, ain't it? You're a smart one.
Okay. people with phobia. I got a phobia of things touching my eye and stuff like that, where a blank, I can barely put in contacts.
I had the same thing. Absolutely didn't want anybody to mess with my eye. I had a detached retina one time and had to have it welded back. That didn't matter. It was okay. That was back, 10, 15, 20 years ago with a YAG laser. But I'm the same way, and it absolutely was terrifying to have anybody touch my eyes. I give you my word, there is no pain. Zero.
Put me up, put me in a straight jacket, so I'll be safe.
You won't need it, Dave. They just put eye drops in your eye. You feel nothing. I wouldn't lie to you about that, because I felt the same way. I don't like people messing with my eyes. And they are top-notch professional. You'll see that when you walk into it. It's just down at Pelham Road and near the Haywood Mall. Beautiful facility. I had a eye doctor, had 28 years of experience. He was over at Costco's, and I said, hey, I don't like people touching my eyes. I said, if I was going to have laser surgery, whatever they call it now, and it evolves immensely, I said, where would you go with that much experience? And he said, I'd ask for Dr. Glaser, G-L-A-S-E-R. That's who we both went to. But any one of those physicians there are excellent. I promise you that. And I promise you, you'll never enjoy anything more in your life if you get those fixed.
Yeah, they probably have to give me the Valium. I know when I see doctors and stuff like that, one doctor, he put me on Valium before they went down to my stomach with a camera, because they said I get pretty violent when I was in the ER and stuff like that. So they had to put me on Valium before I go into the eye doctor.
Negative. You do not need it. It'd be like sitting here talking to me with Bernice. Absolutely. And I'm anxious. I don't like people touching my eyes. I promise you. Once you go in there, you'll see what I mean. And when you go to the surgery center, you just wait out there until they call your name. And 15 minutes later, your wife will drive you home. You can't drive that day. They do one eye at a time, and a couple of weeks later, they do the other eye. And the very least you can do is go in there and let them take a look at you and tell you if it's correctable.
Out next year. I did have that on my insurance.
I don't know if insurance cover that or not. But like I said, you'll never spend money on anything that you'll enjoy more. And, Chris, if you're still there, I've just turned left on East Highway 8. Is that correct?
That's correct, Tom. KO4QLG.
Okay, and how far do I go on this one?
10, 12 miles. Once you make that left, you'll stay straight on that road all the way into Pickens.
QSL. Thank you, Chris, for riding along. Back to you, Dave. This is 0-2.
KO4YQK Mobile. Well, Tom, I bought the land next door to me, so I now have 300 feet riverfront property.
I'm coming fishing, invited or not.
Fishing, you got to watch out for those gators, though.
Let's go back to plan A. I know better than that. I swam in a stream one time. I had gators in it, and but I didn't have much sense back then. I was about 18, 19 years old in the service.
Gators in my river would be maybe a broken beer bottle where people are dumb.
Yeah, I'm not able to do very much fishing anymore, Dave. I'm just too crippled up, but I'd love to come see it sometime. And I've never fly fished. I won't say never, but very little up in Kansas. We just didn't have any mountain streams up there.
I mean, you were just on very good fly fishing up along that road there. There's a nice stream coming out of the mountains there that have trout in it.
I don't care anything anything about eating them. I just like to catch them and release them. Boy, they're fighters. They're a lot of fun. But I have a hard time standing in one spot very long, Dave. I got a bad foot. And Bernice and I went to the casino. We go up once a year, usually. Once in a while, we'll go twice. And I had to do a lot of walking, and all of it's uphill, and that foot. Well, I didn't even think I could get out today, but I've been hitting the ibuprofen, and it's doing quite a bit better. But I wanted to come up here and have fun a little bit.
And I bought a new radio. I guess a new Flex 6000 sitting in the house now.
OMG. Well, you can afford to get your eyes fixed, and please give them a call. And then all I ever want is a thank you, because I got to tell you, they were life-changing for me. It's so nice. I can read anything down to the little bitty tiny writing on the bottom of a prescription bottle. I can read the prescription, but you know how they put that teeny tiny writing? Once in a while, I'll have to put on a pair of reading glasses, maybe just for a few seconds. And that's it. I mean, and I had cataracts on top of that. It took off at the same time.
That's prescription bottles. You know, even with glasses on, I got to get a magnifying glass. That's pretty small text.
You know that text on the TV, that all of these, I call it CDL. That it's not for driving anymore. It's cars, drugs, and lawyers. And you know that tiny writing down at the bottom of the screen? I can read all of that. Of course, they stream it by so fast, they don't want you to read it.
They read, they'll say, this same are like 100 miles an hour where you can't understand it.
Call around. That's their famous saying.
The radio for a while. Did he retire?
He's retired. I retired officially. That says the Pumpkin Town something or other there on the corner, Chris, and we're going straight. He was going across the border this morning. I heard him a little bit talking to another person. And anyways, he's out of range right now.
I was wanting to get a camper like the camper I have. They're talking about getting a small camper.
That's fact. They've been seriously considering it. And Chris, it says Pickens 9 miles. Send it back to Chris for a minute, Dave. Just send your OTR.
So good. You just went through that great town of Pumpkin Town. Next town you come to is Pickens. You'll go through 5 red lights, and you'll take a left at the 5th one. And just let me know when you get into town there.
QSL, thanks, Chris. 5 red lights, and then what's the left? You say take a left there at the 5th one?
Pretty close together at the bottom of one of the hills, and you can go up to the top of the hill. For the 3rd one, there'll be a McDonald's on your right. You'll go straight through that 3rd one, the 4th one, and the 5th one will be Highway 178, and you'll turn left on to Highway 178. That 5th red light, there's 2 right there close together also at that intersection. You'll turn at that first one of the 2, which should be the 5th red light.
This is NGLTR Mobile. Thank you, Chris. And the good Lord bless this place up here. Wow, we're loving it. It's like the Ozarks back in Missouri. KJ4YQK and 0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Tom, you're only 5 miles from my house there. You're not too far from me. Funky Town's just right down the road from us. And go ahead, Gary.
Hadn't heard you in years. Hope you're doing well. Good hearing you and Tom. I just wanted to tell you not to go through those red lights. Wait till they're green.
I thought the STOP was skid tires on pedestrians.
Pretty much. You and Miss Bernice have a safe trip. I just left over there. I got to run back over here next to the house and help a friend out with something. But I was going to stay for a while, but I'm headed back. I'm almost back to the house now. But y'all have a good day. I just thought I'd jump in there and pull your chain a little bit. Chris telling you to go through the red lights. I don't want you to go through them on red now. Wait till they're green.
Yeah, they kind of make their living in those small towns. They always got a radar. I don't know, though, down here in the Confederacy, whether they could operate it or not. Or I'm going to get in trouble. All right, Gary. KI4DOS in there, old CR. Go ahead, Dave.
If they can see lemons, they'll get you. They do run that radar there.
Passport. It reads out not only the voltage as I'm going along, which is 13.5 right now, but that'd tell me if an alternator or something was going awry. It also reads out the frequency in gigahertz to me, Dave. I have fun with it. I don't speed very often, but sometimes you're forced to out there on the interstates, or they'll run over you. But I like seeing most of the modern radars now are about 34 to 36 gigahertz.
That's pretty nice there.
And they work very effectively. There's no protection if an officer sits there or is moving and just triggers on you for out in the lead. But you know what? If you're driving that excessively fast, you probably deserve it. So I used to run electronic countermeasures on two different aircraft, and I had a lot of fun with it. I told a highway patrolman that once, but I don't think he necessarily believed me. But I don't care. That's the only reason I haven't. Now, back in Kansas, it was fairly good protection because, wow, they really had law enforcement back there. I'll give them that.
In the old days, when I worked on F-4s out on the flight line, we used to mess with the security police out there on the flight line all the time with our radar. Light up fluorescent light bulbs, holding them up in the air and everything. Take the dish, track their vehicle because they get the RF hazard radiation briefing. So we'll take the joystick and keep the dish pointed at them. They'll think they'll be getting radiated.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we had to be careful of. We always kept ours on dummy load. The one in the S-2, the carrier aircraft I was on, was, I think, 80 kilowatts. But the one in the P-3s, there was one in the nose and one in the tail, and they were 143 kilowatts. And you could actually lock it and then take a potentiometer and turn it right or left. And you could kill somebody or roast them from the inside out.
Did you know Flex Radio got the contract to build military aircraft HF radio?
I've always heard great things about the Flex Radio. That before E.E. Wise got one, and he's one of the smartest guys on here. So that says a lot for it, and you are too, Dave. And there's something else. And the radars nowadays, though, are all that phased array stuff with stationary radiator on the front, you know. But in the old days, they had all sorts of different scans. And on the S2, ours was just kind of a direction finder. So we had to memorize orally what each one was. And I could tell you if it was fire control or just a ground radar or whatever it was. And I could tell you the type of aircraft it was in from the air intelligence orientation. But nowadays, they're phased array, and they scan electronically. So I don't know how that'd work, because I don't know what pulse frequency they are or pulse width. But we knew all that about the, in particular, the Soviet radars.
you know, the basic SCR radios out there, receivers and stuff. I could build a system of AI where I can scan the freeze and identify what's transmitting just off the pattern.
Awesome things out there nowadays. They're way above my head. Spread spectrum's about as far as I knew. Chad, that's on here, he ran things in the Army that I just never heard of. The types of scans and things that they use. But everything now has gone to satellite, you know, so everything's data linked. The ships at sea are data linked with the aircraft. So they put an aircraft out there over the horizon and link it back for many, many miles to protect the fleet and that from incoming.
A little bit of that last time, I heard joint over horizon system there.
On the old carrier I was, an E-1B, which was an S-2 with a big pancake on top. And it wasn't shaped like the pancakes are now, but then they come out with the E-2As. And those things were just incredible, their capabilities. And they'd fly them over the horizon, of course, and give protection to the fleet. And then they done air traffic control from them also.
Got a whole lot more advanced. I'm working on systems. You'd see the entire battlefield from Washington, D.C., your family, over the satellites and stuff.
I never did experience it, but they had a thing back in the 60s on the F-4s called Jam Sam. So you could confirm that now, because I'm sure it's not secret anymore. But I never did encounter it in my ECM stuff.
There, I'll say a lot of stuff, you know, like forget a lot of stuff too, so I might have seen it and I might not.
Oh, you're telling me. I forgot a whole lot of stuff, Dave. I'm 73 now, so everything's changed. But it's still interesting what they can do. And the capabilities now are just unearthly. They're Star Trek stuff, aren't they?
Yeah. Star Trek. They're talking about stuff, forgetting stuff, or not remembering stuff quite right. Yeah, I talked to a friend, you know, we've been to the sandbox a couple times together, and I was talking about this one incident. He's like, no, that wasn't Saudi Arabia, that was Afghan. I'm like, I don't remember that happening in Afghan, but I thought it was Saudi Arabia, and he swore up and down it was Afghan.
Way beyond me. Well, Dave, I better shut up and pay attention. I'm at stoplight one going on stoplight two here. It's been a pleasure this morning, and talk to you later. KJ4YQK, N0TR, and listening for Chris. Or BDR.
Roger, I just want to see if I get a radio check. We are not mobile, but floating on Lake Baylot, or Lake Bowen, over.
USL, you're about a 5x5 if I was going to reach you on HF, and but a good, intelligible signal here. Dave, you still there? Go ahead and give him a report. I'm in Pickens, South Carolina.
I'm over here on 385 now. What kind of maritime boat are you on?
Liner Capri, fishing the bass tournament on Lake Bowen, over.
Well, you have a good day, sir, and it's nice to have the ham radio with you. And I got to turn up here someplace. I don't see the turn. Okay. Where's it at? Up the stoplight? Okay. Chris, you still there? I'm getting some direction, guys. There's a Pickens Cash Advance, an HR Block, and an old filling station here. Over to you, Chris, in your hotel.
Still here. That fifth red light should have been Highway 178. Are you on 178 yet?
I do not see a sign for 178, neither did Bernice. I'm going to turn left here and see what it says. There's a State Farm Insurance Agency parking lot here. I think I might have went to the sixth light, so the sixth red light. So I probably went past it one, didn't I?
State Farm, if you turn there, you should have turned to the left or come to a stop sign, take another left, and you can go back toward 178.
Okay, I'm at the stop sign. There's a big bear there carved out on the right side, and then the stop sign. I'm going to turn left here on Cedar Rock. Chisholm.
You'll go to the very next red light, and once it turns green, you can take that right, and you'll be on 178.
Sir, I got to watch my speed, too. It's 25 mile an hour here. There's a big church on the left side. And filling station here, Express. So we're going to turn at the traffic light, and it turned green just for me, Chris.
Sounds good. You'll come in to two lanes on 178, and if you stay in the right-hand lane, that lane will disappear, and you will turn right just as that lane disappears. There'll be room for traffic to go around you on the left. If you miss it, go to the next red light and turn right, and it'll take you to the same road.
Peter says she's got that. I was busy with some things here, and so we're still four lane that we're on now. It turns into two lane. Yeah, there's a sign here at the
and then help. We'll disappear and turn right just as that lane disappears on the little road. If you miss it, go to the next red light, turn right, and take you to the same road.
The manual road, and I'm passing some plastic pipe plant here, it looks like.
All the way to the stop sign on that road. And turn right at the stop sign. It'll be a few miles down the road.
Let's see. It says Social Services there on the right. We're passing that. And give me those directions one more time, Chris. Just keep going on this road.
Yes, sir. You're still going correct. Just keep going to the stop sign and turn right at that stop sign. Once the traffic has cleared.
That's a good point. You think I was from Kansas and don't understand these places down here.
Don't only follow the rules on the road, though.
I can vouch for that. They don't teach turn signals in driver's ed down here, Chris. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. This is NJR LTR.
Just so the Georgia drivers come up.
Unlikely story. Passing a great big tower that's sitting out in the middle of a pond on the left here. And a beautiful fence on the right and some pine trees coming up. And, man, I just love this country down here. A bunch of nice cattle out there on the right.
You're still headed the right direction.
Pond there on the right. You know, they don't have a lot of ponds down around Greer. And if there are a lot of them, they moss over. And I don't understand that, but probably the hot weather. Okay, here's the stop sign. And go ahead. It's Bell Shoals Road.
You want to take that right? And you'll go a couple miles from there, and there'll be an island in the middle of the road, the only island you'll come to. You'll go around that island, taking a left at that Y. The island is at the Y in the road.
QS Allen, 0TR. I'll never find my way back. I had some fishing spots like that back in Kansas.
We'll walk you right back out.
Susie here on the dashboard, that's my GPS, and I call her Susie because we used to have a friend named Susie, and she was blonde, so occasionally she got confused.
Experienced that myself.
There's some room down here for prairie chickens, but I don't think they'd survive. They're even getting scarce up in Kansas, Chris. We used to hunt them when I was a kid, but I never had much luck at it. They were... All right, here's that island in the road, and I'll take a left there. Cheers up.
That is correct. There should be some vinyl fence to your left that's busted up and replaced with metal gates, corral panels.
That's correct. And now we're on this. I see a mountain off to the right with an antenna on top way over there. And, boy, there's just no end to this beautiful country up here. I wouldn't mind living up in here, I'll tell you for sure.
You'll come over a couple of hills. When you top the last hill before your next turn, you'll see Roanoke Baptist Church at the bottom of that hill. And you will turn right in front of the church. It's pretty easy to see, you shouldn't miss it. But after you turn right at the church, the very next road will be the road that we're on.
See a lot of cut soon, some big round bales of hay here. I'm going down a long hill.
You'll be at the top of that next hill, you'll see the church once you top it. You'll hang that right in front of the church, and the very next road to your right will be Whitmire Hill. It'll be around the curve, and you'll take that Whitmire Hill road on the right.
Up in the hill, beautiful white house, there's the church up there. And we turn just in front of the church here on this side of it?
Yes, sir. Right there at the church side. Right in front of it.
By golly, the GPS even agreed with you, Chris. I'm going to put a star on the wall for you for this guidance. I really appreciate it. And we're on that road.
Hill, you'll keep going until it looks like you're going to run into somebody's driveway, and their gate will be on the right there. I'll talk you to it as you get closer.
Further down the road, is it a mile or two? Or?
No, after you turn at the church, it's right around the next curve.
Oh, I think I missed it, Bernice said. And I got a truck behind me, so I'm going to go up here and turn around, Chris. Yeah, there's a farm here with a metal fence. So I'll just... And a brick house. So, did I go too far?
Yes, sir. You can turn around at the next crossroads, or the next stop sign after that will be a T in the road. You should be able to turn around either place, but you did go too far.
Okay, I'm at number 240 on the mailbox here. And I got turned around. There's two nice old barns from the 1800s there. And we're headed back in the other direction now. And there's no traffic, so I can stop and go as I please. And I see a curve sign here. It says 30.
Very next left.
It says 0.1 mile. So it's up the road a little bit, I guess. And, on Whitmore Hill Road. Okay. It's a dead end there. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So now we should just drive into you there?
Well, you'll come through some curves and a pretty good sized little hill there at the beginning. And, you'll just keep following the paved road until you start down a hill and it looks like you're about to go into somebody's driveway. There'll be a red gate on the right there at that driveway. And that's where you'll turn right into our place.
Okay, I seen a sign that said Nick's on the mailbox and heard, and I trailer house in 0.8 miles yet, Bernice says on the GPS.
On the mailbox is my mother's house. I'm a mix. And you're still going correct.
We called back in Kansas the Boondocks.
I'm sorry, this is the Boondocks.
Well, we're right at home. Bernice was raised on a farm, and I love the country. Spent more time there than I did in town. Oh, shoot. Yeah, this is nice. A little difficult when you meet another car on, though.
We just got off the road and stopped, but I got four drives. If they're in a car, I'll get off the road for them. If they're in another four-wheel drive, we just kind of, bigger truck takes the road.
Big brick home here with a white trailer in front of it, number 27.
Bottom of that hill.
And a big red gate. Thanks for the talk in, Chris. Send your OTR clear.
These have covered up the gravel, but there is gravel under it. If you start sinking in the mud, you went off the road.
Okay, I turned into somebody else's driveway here. I goofed. So, where was the red gate? Now, wait, we got to get out and open the... Oh, never mind. I see it. I'm trying to back up out of this guy's yard here onto the road. Shoot.
This is the driveway that you just pulled into. So you should be correct. That red gate that you're at, just follow the open area through the woods.
Turned around. Through the woods and the open gate. Wow. Yes. The Boondocks is an understatement. Thank you, Chris. And I'll see you clear.
Yeah, I'm clear, too.
For VWA, mobile.